Hello, hello, this is Lee Anthony, and this is Podcast with Lee Anthony, and we are coming to you from Bible Talk with LeeAnthony.org, as well as AskJacqueline.life. And today, we are going to interview, it's an interview slash testimony. This is a life story and a testimony of his walk with the Lord by a young man from California named Bishop Riley. And his story is available to read on AskJacqueline.life. You'll see it in the menu there, titled Remember by Bishop Riley, My Story, God's Glory, A Teenager's Journey from Depression to Christ. So if you want to read it, you can find it there. And, of course, if you want to have a listen, you can come to either one of them websites, to the podcast page, and it'll also be posted on Bishop's page. All right, so we've got Bishop with us, and we are going to kind of just hand it over to you, Bishop. Introduce yourself, kind of give us a little bit of background. I know I read in your story you grew up in a Christian family, so you've kind of always been around the Bible, you've been around the world that it's different for those of us who grew up in a, you know, outside of the Christian tradition. So it really does make a big difference when someone tells their story, because a lot of people don't realize that they grow up a Christian, they identify as Christian, but until they really give themselves to the Lord, it's a whole different thing. So, and I think that's what your story is about. That's your testimony. You wanna share this with others and let them know your experience. Yes, you grew up a Christian, but there was a point in your life where you really became what we call a Christian. So
yes,
that is the important part. So go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, so pretty much my story is about my testimony, how I became a follower of Christ. And about 6 years ago, my uncle got sick. As I was growing up, my uncle was like my idol, and I always looked up to him. But when he got sick, I kind of lost my way, because later on when he got sick, he had passed away. And I kind of fell off on track as far as being a Christian.
So in the story, your Uncle Butch, right?
Yes, that's the name, yeah.
Now, you said that he got sick. You want to share kind of what happened to your uncle?
When he was much younger, he had a drug addiction that he couldn't handle, and it became his death pretty much later on, with me watching him pass away in the hospital.
Yeah,
along with my other family members.
I read that in your story, and I can relate. Addiction's been a problem in my family. I am an addict. I suffered from, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction when I was young, and it took me a long time to get back to, you know, living a normal life. That can really tear a family apart, and it's difficult. I mean, it really is difficult, especially if you got a large family. I'm assuming you got a pretty large family.
Yeah, I do.
So, yeah.
Very large.
I can understand that the tribulations, the hardship, you know, the Lord says that we will have tribulation in this world. It's just something that it's the human condition. So now, you when you were younger, you said you looked up to your uncle. So about when, how old was you when you became aware of his addiction and the issues?
His addiction, I was about 14 years old. Yeah, 14.
Okay. And that was that pretty close to the time where he got sick and went in the hospital, or?
Yes, it was about a year before this all the whole thing happened.
Gotcha. Okay, because I remember reading in the story that your dad didn't really want you around him a whole lot because of that reason.
Yeah, okay. And it was for the best too, of course.
Right.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. So, I remember, before I go too far into the story, when you were growing up, you grew up in the church. Was you part of any specific group, or was it just kind of non-denominational, or?
Kind of non-denominational.
Okay.
This is a church, yeah.
Just regular Protestant type of a group then?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So just to help, the listeners, kind of understand. I mean, because there's so many different, Catholic, Protestant, there's 100 different, thousands of different groups out there, actually. So not that it makes too much of a difference, but learning about you, who you are, I guess I got to ask now, how old are you now?
I'm 21.
You're 21 now. Okay, so from 14 to 21, that's kind of given us a time frame for our story. So when you were going through that time when you were 14, I mean, that's I got a 13-year-old son. So that time in our lives, I remember when I was younger, I was pretty rough. I was bad. I was already doing drugs. And that's a really hard time for anyone. There's a lot of things going on. So you said you dealt with anxiety and depression and different things. How, when you look back now, how could you tell other people who are 13, 14, 15 years old dealing with issues like this? What can you tell them to help them that helped you?
To always put God first in every situation that you go through and believe that He is the light of the world.
So faith.
Yes,
faith. But faith first. So do you have a pretty big support group outside of your family? I know you mentioned in your story friends that really helped you through some hard times.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And that's important too. Football. You mentioned football. That's something I can relate to. I'm big in basketball. I still play. I'm 36. I'm an old man, but I still like to go out. And that helps me focus. Like, everything is gone when I'm on the court.
Yes.
It's just something that I when I'm stressed, I have issues. That really helps me. So how did football really help you through this process when you were probably a freshman when all this happened, around 14? So that probably played a big role for you.
Right. It kind of helped me, like, get away from my problems for, like, a couple hours. So, yeah, it was something I loved doing also. So I didn't really think about that as often when all that was going on. But later on, I wasn't getting as much football playing time as I did my freshman, sophomore year. And I came up to my coach and asked him if I could get some more playing time. And he just told me no. And that was pretty much it.
It's kind of like taking your coping mechanism and just throwing it out the window or something.
Right.
That had to have been rough.
Yeah.
So how did you really deal after that? I mean, what, besides the football, you got your friends. I mean, you're a young man. You've got all this going on. What other things did you do that helped you through these situations? I remember you mentioned in your story you got into some times where it was really, really rough, and you even contemplated suicide. I believe you mentioned a dream, or maybe it was a spirit or something. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yes. When that all was happening that night, I felt kind of more depressed than usual. And it kind of felt like, how should I say this, like a spiritual demon, like, possessing my body. It's just like I didn't have any control of myself. And it pretty much told me, okay, this is what it's going to be now. And unfortunately, I was going through it, and when the spirit was about to take my life, it told me to, I'm sorry, it told me to just end it, because there's no point in living sad all the time. And before that was going to happen, I had a flashback of my uncle in the hospital with a bunch of scars all over his arm. And when I was younger, I didn't understand what that meant, but during that situation, it kind of clicked. And I know he was telling me that you still have more to live for, pretty much. So, yeah.
You know, nowadays the world's almost going crazy. I personally attribute a lot of the things going on in the world to, the demons, to the devil. And that's a real thing. People read the Bible, you see this occurred, and it occurred often. A lot of people, they think that that's not like a reality. That, then there are other people who believe in ghosts and a lot of other things too. But when we're dealing with spiritual things, the Bible tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces, these things in the heavenly places. Only God can help us through a situation like that. When you were dealing with that, can you kind of describe how that felt? I mean, I know that'd be difficult, but I mean, would you say you didn't feel like yourself at all?
At all. Not at all. Completely, totally different person.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like he had control, and coming through something like that, in my mind, you would have to give everything back to God and just give up and say, I can't do this, you got to help me. Is it similar to that when your experience, would you say?
Yes, very similar.
You mentioned other dreams that you had. Now, I know you experienced some really hard times in the hospital with your family members. I know you said that there were some problems, but some of you were able to come together after that point. Your sister, how did this experience really bring your family back together, or did it really help bring your family back together as opposed to how it was before?
I'm gonna say yes, because watching my uncle pass, it helped me to want to be a better uncle to my niece. So yeah, I would say that had a good role in that, as far as bringing everyone back together.
It reminds me of the verse that talks about how God makes all things work together for the good for those who are called according to His purpose. So He plays a role sometimes that we don't even realize. We don't see it, especially when we're in the moment. But when we look back, you can just kind of say, I seen God working. I'm so thankful for that. That's one of those things that it's difficult when we're going through these times and thinking about the now. It's really hard to give it all to God and just let Him do His work. We want to be in control, but you know, we just got to let Him do His part, and we got to deal with these issues, and He helps us along the way. So when you were going through period after your uncle passed, you mentioned not only the issue with the spirit, but you had some dreams. You kind of got to see some heavenly scenes, and God showed you some things that really helped you out. You want to tell us some more about that?
Yeah. First, I want to clarify. When I had those were in dreams that I had. It felt very real and very physical. It felt like real life, actually. But it's kind of hard to explain. It's hard to like make sense out of it. It's, I don't know. It's complicated. But yeah. Anyway, He did give me I'm gonna say a gift to remember who He was and let alone myself when all that was going on. Because I kind of lost my way as far as being faithful and being a Christian.
You mentioned a gift. He gave you a gift. If you were to share that with others now, I mean, I understand how difficult it is to talk about. Like, you can't put it into words, the experience. But the Bible does mention in the last days, people will dream dreams and have visions and different things. Not necessarily saying that that is these experiences, but people do have experiences like this. This is something that isn't, we can't just say, well, that can't be possible. He was, you know, some people would attribute that to drugs, alcohol. I mean, there's a number of things people will attribute that to, but we're talking about matters of faith, spiritual matters. These are hard things to understand.
Yes.
The feeling that you had, the Holy Spirit had to have come over you and just showed these things, and it's not going to be easy to explain, but if you can tell us anything about that experience that would help shed light, help us kind of see it through your eyes, if you will.
Okay. All right. Well, the day that all that happened, the whole visitation from heaven, I confronted God and I was testing Him, asking Him, if you're the guy who you say you are, then to show me who you are, basically. And when I said that, I blinked my eyes for about 1 second. And when I opened them, I was going around like in this blue portal, you could say. And at the end of it, there was a light. And when the light started dimming down, I saw this door, and I opened the door. When I did so, I saw this lady in, I guess you could say it was like a hospital, and she had a baby next to her. And I asked her if she had just given birth, and she told me yes, she did. And then I asked if it was what was the gender, if it was a boy or a girl. She told me it was a boy. And asked her what was his name. She told me it was Butch. And I looked at her and told her that I had an uncle named Butch. And when I looked at her, I realized it was my grandmother that passed away when I was 10 years old. And when I recognized that it was her, I was kind of staying here because I was like in shock to see her, you could say, because she had died so many years later. She looked at me funny and said if I was okay. And then I told her, yes, I was. And I asked her if I could pray for my uncle. I mean, pray for, it was my uncle, but she and I was born yet because my father wasn't even born yet. So I asked if I could pray for Butch, and she told me yes. And when I did so, I started crying because I got emotional because I was praying to God that he could possibly spare his life from his future because I know what was going to happen to him once he got older, let alone myself. And when I did so, everything started getting dark and really black. My grandmother, my uncle had disappeared. And when I was walking around this dark place, you could see this tree that kind of looked like a silhouette. And next to it was an orange light. And for some reason, I walked towards the light and I touched it. And when I did so, it started shining and said that your uncle's with the Lord. And as the light started dimming down again, you could see that I was in this place full of clouds. It kind of looked like a sunset, but there wasn't really a sun where I was. So I started walking around. And for some reason, I had a feeling to kind of like turn around. It's kind of hard to explain, but when you have spiritual encounters like that, you kind of know what to do without being given any directions. And when I did so, I saw the same light and an angel appeared. And when I saw the angel, it was wearing a white robe with a purple sash, I think that's what it's called. I noticed that its hair was glowing red. And when I saw the angel, I realized that I was in the kingdom of God. And I felt like the angel knew me in a way because he was kind of smiling like if he knew who I was. It came to me that the angel was my uncle that passed. But I didn't recognize him at first because the Uncle Bush that I knew that was when I was growing up, he was a drug addict, so I didn't really recognize him at first. But I was able to recognize him through looking at picture albums of him. So I came to the conclusion that it was him. And when I did, I ran up to him and gave him a hug. And after the hug, I kind of felt like it changed me. I noticed that the clothes I was wearing before, they were gone. And I was wearing a white robe with a blue sash. So, yeah, that's the first half of my story.
That's pretty intense. That is sort of experience. Certainly doesn't happen to everyone.
It doesn't.
And I would say that is a gift of the Spirit. I mean, God works in different ways with different people. I think that's amazing. He's shown you, like Ezekiel and other prophets throughout the ages, he showed them heavenly scenes, and they were able to see things not only occurring in the future, but in the past, almost simultaneously. God knows the end from the beginning. He can do all these things and more. And I think that him speaking to you this way and showing you things, you said that you just knew what to do. I don't know which choice to make. You say you knew, you know, what was going on. You knew what to do. You knew where to go. I think about some of the verses, like in Corinthians and Thessalonians, where it talks about how we will take on these spiritual bodies in the resurrection of the dead. And this is our hope, this heavenly hope that we have of taking on these bodies. And I think you got to see a glimpse of that in a way that is beyond what we get to see. You know, it's hard. We piece it together in the scriptures and we kind of interpret it in our minds, but you got to see what that future is going to look like. I think that's an awesome thing. And to share that with other people is, you know, even if they don't believe, it doesn't matter. You know it's true. It happened to you. So, you know, that's part of your story, your testimony. You said that's just the first half. Where do you go from here? What are you doing today? How are things going for you now?
It's going real good, actually. Real good. Strong and healthy.
I'm sure you're associated with a church. Are you pretty active in as much as you can be in the world today in ministry of some sort? What do you like to do with your spiritual gift? I mean, you like to preach the gospel? Do you like? I know you mentioned that sharing your testimony was very important for you. So that's the reason you wrote it and you want to share it with other people. So is that yes, kind of your ministry?
Yeah, sure, you can call it that. I mean, I'm not a minister, but that's what I—that's how I try to give the world, pretty much.
Well, I'll tell you this: the Bible says that all who are led by God's Spirit are sons of God. So, any time that you share the gospel or you share God's word with somebody else, you're ministering to them. So, even though you don't have that official piece of paper or title, you can be a minister. I used to have a title. I don't have one anymore, but I still consider myself a minister because that's what I do with my time. I minister in any way that I can. So, I won't call myself a pastor or a rabbi. A minister, that word is one of those that I think we are all ministers in one way, shape, or form. Just depends on our spiritual gifts. So you mentioned that was the first half. What do you got for us in the second half?
Second half. Okay, second half, we were kind of walking around in heaven, and as we were doing so, my uncle Butch, he was able to teleport us to different parts of heaven. But as we were doing so, I noticed that there was a beginning, but there was an end to heaven. I was gonna ask Butch, how was I here if I didn't die? Because I knew I wasn't dead. And when I did so, I noticed I was able to talk using verbal words. As I did so, I noticed that he was gone when I turned around. When I noticed, I was looking for him and calling out his name. And when I did so, there was a wind that picked up, and the clouds started changing to a yellowish gold type of color. And when I did so, something told me to look down towards the bottom of my feet, and I noticed I was on this mountain. And when the wind completely came to a stop, I noticed that Butch, my uncle, he was in a cloud form, you can say. And he asked me that what I forget about him. And when I did so, I asked him what he meant by that. And he said when he died that I forgot who I was, so I forgot about him. And he was saying when also when he died that a part of me died as well. And I told him that I was feeling kind of depressed the last couple of years when he was gone. And his response was that that's why you have to take on the role that God has for you now. And when he said that, I know he was pretty much saying that I had to go back to Earth and share a testimony. And my response to him was, I don't know who I am anymore. And he was kind of giggling and saying that I'm his nephew and the new him to remember who I was. And when he said that, I was on a documentary of my life and his of some things that we had in common. And when I was younger, I was remembering my dad telling me stories from the documentary about my uncle and what was it that made me love him and why I felt so inspired by him. And at the end of it, you could see Butch's face turning to my face, but more as like an older man. And he told me to remember again after that. After he said so, his spirit started glowing white, and it flew down to hit me. He told me to remember one more time. And after that, he was laughing. And I somehow got back to Earth from a blink of eye. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, awesome. Yeah, what comes to mind for me is God's spirit in the scriptures in numerous accounts where he carries a person from one place to another just instantly. When John is speaking in the book of Revelation is one good example. He talks about, and he carried me away into this, in the spirit into a wilderness, and then he's telling us what he saw. So he goes from his place on earth to wherever God wants him to be at that time. It's an amazing thing how the spirit works and how God can do that. It's who knows what's really going on, but being able to experience that is certainly something that not everybody gets to do. So, and I think it's awesome that he's telling you, go out. Sounds to me like go be yourself. Remember who you are in Christ. We're called by the Lord. We're told to continually put on the new man and put away those old things. And as we all work our way through this life, we're gonna have these experiences, tribulations, and the like. But the more we work towards that, the more the Lord's gonna use us, and the more He's gonna bless us in different ways. It's just an amazing story. So, what for anyone who's gonna listen, what do you, especially for the younger ones, for younger people going through things? So for those who are struggling with that, becoming that new person, or staying on that road, what would you say to them to help inspire them?
What would I say? I would say when things get hard, I would say to try to remember the things that make you feel confident in who you are as a person, and to never lose sight of yourself, and to make anyone's opinions make you feel uncomfortable, and use God as your path to remind yourself who he is and who you are.
I pretty much went over, you know, some of my notes and things. I generally let these things just kind of play out how they will when I talk to interview anyone. Like I said, it's your story. If there's anything else you want to add from beginning to end, anything else you need to say that's on your heart that you need to put out there, keep in mind you can always add more anytime later on down the road, too. Yeah, anything else, by all means.
Anything else I want to throw in? I'm gonna say it's when things get hard to never lose sight of yourself, because making sure that you have a stable mindset is the most important thing that you need in this world, besides God at least. So I'm gonna say the message of the story is remembering. So yeah, that's what I have to say.
Absolutely, really good story, and I think that anyone who listens is going to agree. We'll end it here if you want. Like I said, we can go back and do anything else later on if necessary. But Bishop, thank you. That was a pretty good story. That was awesome. And for those who are listening, this, you know, his story is on, I mentioned earlier, AskJacqueline.life. You can read it. We're going to put this recording, once edited, on there. I'm going to put it on my website, BibleTalkWithLeeAnthony.org. And we'll, I think I'll let Bishop decide if he wants to do anything else with it. I'm going to send you a copy of it, too. For you, Bishop, you can, you know, do whatever you want. It's your story, it's your stuff. So yeah, that'll be it for this interview and this testimony.